women compete with other women. In fact, women can be highly competitive, even ruthless in their quest to get what they want. But often these behaviors go unnoticed. We're so used to seeing men compete in their straightforward, often physical manner that the word competition has actually become associated with masculinity, as though competing is some inherently masculine trait that belongs to men and not women. But that's not the case. Women do compete, and what pits them against each other is mating rights. They're competing for male attention, who's gonna get the man, who's gonna take him home and secure him as her long-term partner. It's called intrasexual competition, and it's an ancient evolutionary instinct.
Right, showing off, flexing on other chicks.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what I like to do with my makeup sometimes, is just flex on other women. Like,
yeah.
Bet you couldn't blend your contour as well as I can.
Yeah, I did my eyebrows this morning, kind of deal. Yeah. So yeah, I'm, honestly, actually, I feel like that's kind of right. The competition is more between women than it is for women.
Yeah, it's more like, I don't know. It really is just a law of flexing on other women, just like who can beat each other's skill.
In this video, I'm going to lay out the four different ways that women compete for men. There's self-promotion, competitor derogation, mate manipulation, and competitor manipulation. I'm going to explain all of these methods and give you examples so that when you see them in real life, you can correctly identify them. All right, let's start with self-promotion. This one is the most straightforward, and you could argue that it's the most honest way that a woman competes. So a girl likes a man, but unfortunately for her, there's a whole group of girls who like the man, and she doesn't know how she's going to stand out. Well, she can self-promote. She can advertise her desirable qualities. Using this strategy, she basically ignores the other women and starts playing directly to the man. She smiles at him, she flicks her hair, she shows off her body. It's all a mating display designed to get his attention. She can also drop subtle hints to him about her desirability. Did you know I was offered a modeling contract? I have this many followers on Instagram, you know, this many men hit on me last week. It's all strategically designed to make sure that he knows that she is a desirable mating choice. In research studies, whenever women are quizzed about intrasexual competition, self-promotion is the one strategy that they readily admit to. That's not to say that the other methods aren't used, it's just that the women aren't as comfortable acknowledging them. Self-promotion is great for women because it gives them plausible deniability. If other women notice all of this advertising and self-promotion and then accuse them of competing, they can just deny it. They can say, no, this is just me engaging in self-improvement. They can say, the reason that I'm dieting and exercising and focusing on my clothes and fashion, that's all just for self-expression. By obscuring her true motives, she makes herself invulnerable to female criticism because anybody who has a go at her appears insecure and petty. Self-promotion is also just efficient because in addition to attracting men, you're also improving your own life, so it serves two functions. It's also the least risky because the other strategies that we're going to talk about all involve a certain element of danger of getting caught. So let's talk about method two, that's competitor derogation. This is the kind of thing that you see politicians engage in when they run attack ads on their rivals. You see women engaging in this strategy whenever they're whispering in a man's ear about the negative qualities of some other women. Did you see how fat her thighs are? Did you know that she's turning 30 this year? I heard last summer she slept with like 20 guys. This isn't just casual conversation. This is female competition. It's a strategy that's being implemented and it has a very specific purpose. These comments are designed to provoke the specific fears that men have about undesirable partners. Maybe she's unattractive, maybe she's too old to bear children, maybe she's promiscuous and won't be able to pair bond with me, or she's likely to cheat on me. The logic goes that if she's able to remove her female competition, she'll be the only one left and she's going to get the man. But like I said before, it's risky because if the man catches on to what you're doing, then you look terrible. You look petty and insecure and bitchy. Also, if other women hear you doing this kind of bad mouthing, they're going to call you out and then your chances with a man are ruined. But this is why women have become subtle in the way that they do it. They want to criticize other women, but not in such a way that it's obvious what they're doing. So rather than saying something blatant like, "Did you see how fat her thighs are?" It's more like, "I heard she's going on a diet and I'm really proud of her." Rather than saying, "I heard she's turning 30 this year," they'll say something like, "It's really great to have friends so much older than myself because they've got all this wisdom and experience." Instead of saying, "She slept with 20 guys last summer," you say, Oh, she had such a wild time on her holiday. The boys love her. She's so lucky. You see, the same message is given, but now she has plausible deniability. And the result is the same. She has removed the competition and increased her own chances of getting the man. The next strategy is interesting. It's called mate manipulation, and it focuses on the man himself. The object of this strategy is to remove the man from the arena itself so that no competition is even necessary. This tactic is employed by women who feel like they couldn't beat the female competition. If there was a fair fight, they would lose because they're just not as desirable as other women. Her number one goal then is to keep the man away from all of her competitors. So let's say there's this insecure woman who's been dating a man and she's terrified that every time he goes out, he's going to meet somebody else. So if there's ever a party or he's hanging out with friends or work colleagues, she gets really anxious. What she'll do is create some kind of crisis at home. She'll call him up and saying, "Oh, it's all disastrous. I'm so sad. I can't cope. I need you to come home." And she tries to remove him from the arena and just spend time with her. Over months and years, what she's doing is manipulating him to give up his social life altogether. This process continues. He's exposed to female competitors less and less and less until at some point he's fully domesticated. At that point, she's been successful. She's gotten this high value guy, this guy who's way too good for her, but he doesn't know that. She has manipulated him. She has kept him at home so that he's unaware that there are other options available to him. As long as she keeps him at home and away from other women, she's golden because she doesn't need to compete. In a sense, you could say that mate manipulation is a strategy designed to remove the need for competition, which is similar to the final strategy. The last method that we're going to talk about is competitor manipulation. And this is a strategy where you convince other women that it's not worth pursuing the man. You see, women are only going to compete for a man if they sense that the benefits of being with him are going to outweigh the costs of pursuing him. So the strategy of competitor manipulation involves convincing women that the man is just not that great, that he's not worth it, or that he is great, but the price of going after him is extremely high. You can imagine, a woman might fancy a guy, but talk him down to all of her friends so that nobody else is going to be interested in him. And when there's no competition, she can then swoop in there and take him. To be honest though, that's not that common because part of the appeal of being with a high status man is so that you can be the envy of all of your friends. Pre-selection is a strong instinct inside of women, and part of the reason they consider a man to be high value is based on whether or not other women find him desirable. The more common variation of this strategy is convincing women that the cost of pursuing a certain man is too high. You can imagine the discussion that would take place. "He's out of our league. He would never notice us. We could never get a guy like that. This would be a waste of our time." Or it could even be more directly threatening. "I heard that so-and-so likes him, and she's not going to be happy if you go after her property." Threat of social isolation is massive for women. That triggers genuine survival fears. Women have a strong evolutionary instinct to conform to the group because social isolation back in the day used to mean death. You know, if you're kicked out of the tribe, then who's going to provide for you? Who's going to keep you safe and secure? So if a woman is threatened, either directly or indirectly, if you go after this man, you're going to have no friends. You're going to be socially ostracized. That will terrify a woman and she'll give up the chase. This happens quite a lot. Women implicitly threatening each other with social isolation if they don't play by the rules for who gets which man. So there you have it. Now you should be able to identify these behaviors when you see them. The four methods of intersexual competition for women. Remember, that's self-promotion, competitor derogation, mate manipulation, and competitor manipulation. Just a reminder, I offer private consultations, so if you need advice on dating, relationships, women, sexuality, whatever it is, just hit me up and we'll sort you out. Also, remember to go and sign up at my Patreon. We need to separate content creators from the middlemen, and the way to do that is direct funding from our audiences. Small monthly donations from lots of people is the way forward. My Patreon's just $5. You get exclusive content. I post there every single day. Go and sign up now. That's all for today. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next time.